in the land and the trees all covered in their glory. See the stars in the sky as they shine so bright.
You're listening to Care Voice Radio as the interlude continues. Life is beautiful. My buddy Jose Haynes.
Yeah. To tell a beautiful story.
Welcome to Spirituality in the Mix, where my faith is my resilience.
So how can I wanna take my life when this life is so sweet? And how can I wanna say goodbye when you gave me a voice to speak? Oh, oh, life is beautiful and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning and you start to breathe.
It's a beautiful Sunday, I'm telling you, right up in here, Care Voice Radio, the edutainment station, and Spirituality in the Mix is coming your way.
Fresh day, fresh day, fresh day. Life, oh, and life is sweet. When you wake up in the morning, and you start to breathe.
Yeah. Starting to breathe. The beautiful thing about your faith is that it supports the notion of your thinking. You know what I mean? If you don't understand it, think about it. I want to give a quick shout out to the folks in Liberia.
Yes.
South Africa, thank you for reporting and letting me know what's happening.
Fresh air, fresh air.
My Bitso Aubrey. I'm going to do this one more time. A little differently because I think it is important. Stay tuned.
Care Voice Radio.
Believe it.
Yeah, you better believe it. You know, I gotta say something today because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, Barbados got hit by a storm, huh? And I'm going to say this because it's important. Stay tuned. I'm in thinking mode and my panties here. Quick pause to play some pan music. I love pan music, and I really want to thank Terry Pan Man and Arturo for jumping in here with me and doing what we do. As I was saying, my faith is my resilience, and I realized that a couple of weeks ago, as I said earlier, Barbados took a beating for the first time in 56 years of having a hurricane by the name of Elsa that came through the island and did some real demolition work. But the courage of the people in Barbados, I support you, and I encourage you to help lift each other up, coming to the point of restoration of the island and preparing for the best thing that is yet to come, which is you, your people, the people of the island, the people of the Caribbean diaspora. And why do I say my faith is important? Because I came to the United States and I garnered a certain level of faith to support the notion of coming. And over the years, I realized, you know, Aubrey, why are you so resilient? You've gone through so many things and you keep going. Why? Because I have absolute faith. And that faith has carried me through all storms and just about every storm, whether I created the capacity for the storm to come my way or if someone else did it. And usually it's not me doing it, it's someone else who is really taking a moment to either be jealous of you, be hateful of you, criticize you, dung trodden behavior. And as I report in to my faith, because I understand that people are going to change. If they're for you today, they may not be for you tomorrow, and it may just start out as a whisper from someone having a horizontal conversation. Because that's when people talk to each other. It's horizontal. It's not God-driven. Because you have to watch the literature that you present with when you say you're a person of faith. You speak well of others. And if you're going to chastise someone, you don't go and tell a friend across the road, you know, this is what I think of so-and-so. You have the courage because your faith allows you to have the courage to understand that you need to be altruistic and that you need to be authentic in your conversations. Because I don't think there are many people, if any at all, that can go and say, Aubrey said this about them and didn't tell them first. And people are always saying, why are you so direct with people? Because I believe in telling someone what I think, if I think they need to know. And if they're important enough in my life to know, I will tell them. And I will do my regular disclaimer. Many times I've called some people up and I say, and I think it is important to say to someone, I'm about to tell you something. And if I'm going to say anything that you might find to be disrespectful of you, your family, your lineage, your culture, your heritage, anything related to you, I apologize ahead of time. But I must speak because it's important. And they'll look at me with a stern face. And they're always wondering, why do you do these things? Why do you have to do these things? You don't have to do anything. But again, my reference point is my faith. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a system of guided understanding, a system of belief that is consistent with development and substantial, sustainable principles. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Those behaviors and the modeling after those behaviors that can be traced all the way back to the beginning of time, to the consecration of creation inside the loving God, the living, loving, sustainable God that we forget or don't want to understand because it's going to take a little bit of time. And that might be a lifetime. I think it's important to understand from me. And so I share because my faith supports the notion that if I learn something, if I made a misstep in life and I go back to retrace the failure factor, I use my faith to withstand the winds that come against me. I think it's important. Your faith is the core of your resilience. People ask me all the time. Man, Orby, a young lady called me up from, I believe it was Maryland one day, and said, I don't understand you. And I said, what are you talking about? And she said, you know, as long as I've known you, whether your life is up, down, crossways, sideways, no matter what is going on with you, you seem okay. I said, well, I may not be okay, but why am I going to complain when I know tomorrow is coming? And if I'm not a part of tomorrow, I still have a second chance to fix what transpired previously. From pain to power. I've had a lot of pain in my life, emotional pain. Not because I created the conversation around the emotional pain. Events in my family's life, for example, and friends of families and families of friends and so on and so forth. That's why I had to take a deep dive into understanding the value of the people in my space that are familiar, that will help me and have helped me to mold the understanding behind my faith. From faith comes resilience. Because you know that you know that you know that you know. I've stood in courtrooms battling for custody for my children. Knowing, and that's a personal moment. I'm gonna deep dive into that kind of reasoning, but I'm going to do it in my book because it's important. It's important for me to share, not just taking my faith to the next level, because I came upon this earth because God allowed it, prepared a place for me to be here. And as I grew, I didn't clearly understand all of it, but my faith allows me to have a daily, minute by minute, second by second, and coming forward again, second by second, nanite thinking and interaction with God, which creates the power pedestal for the faith. And faith has substance. So when I look at my life and I talk about resiliency, I see the outcomes. Because when people are talking about a savior or someone to help them, they must have faith in that person's capacity. And they must allocate the substance to support the notion of what is being shared with them and vice versa. I think that was a nice pause for you to listen to that. Two things, faith, substance. When you have faith and substance, your resiliency against anything that's going on will begin to build. And from that will come problem-solving, deliverable outcomes for you, me, and others. I'm not playing up in here. I volunteered to make sure that I build out through faith and substance resiliency so that I can move beyond the accusatory statements in community that some people who didn't like me for whatever reason, they were told, don't trust this guy, or they were told, don't, you do know where he comes from? He comes from Greensville, St. George. Certainly no one of any substance can come out of Greensville, St. George. But I pause to consider for your understanding. When Hurricane Elsa was beginning its approach to Barbados, after 56 years, many of the people on the island had never experienced a hurricane. And immediately they called, many of them cried out, calling on their faith to help the substance of their resiliency. I was not there, but I was born there. I know what a storm looks like. I've never really experienced a hurricane, but I have experienced other poor behaviors inside of the country. And let me just pause this and say, well, if I'm going to say A, as my grandmother would say, I have to say B. So there were positive things too. But as I pause to reconsider and to consider what happened a couple of weeks ago, I'm calling on you now. All of you, not just in Barbados, I'm calling on all of you who believe and understand or have an inkling of understanding of what I'm saying as it relates to faith, substance, and resiliency to join the caravan. I'm asking you to do that, not just for me, because I'm doing it already for me in concert with God. That's why when people come at me in negative ways and they start talking and carrying on, I don't have to go fight, try to figure out who they are and what they're saying. The spirit world shows up and says, Aubrey, guess what? Or if you listen very carefully, you will hear them in the spirit. If you are sensitized to understand that while you are developing your faith, you are also grounding your presence in the universe, solidifying where your ancestors can then have a conversation with you. I'll use an example. Years ago, when my grandmother passed away, I didn't have a chance to go to the funeral, and I bawled like a baby in my office. And the opportunity did not show up for me to get on a plane again, to go down and be a part of the ceremony. There's something that was going on in the village at the time that didn't allow me to do that. And I'll get into that more, and I'll share it more in one of the chapters of my book. Because I'm always digging down deep. So as I'm sitting, one Sunday, I felt the presence of my grandmother in the church. Now that's the sensitivity thing I'm talking about. And I'm not moving my mouth because this is now, I'm not seeing physically my grandmother, but she connected to my spirit. And we had an invisible but substantial conversation about what is going on with her in the spirit world. And then I said, well, why is Constance with you? And then I said, oh, she passed away. No one called me. I like to share this story sometimes because it's a prominent part of not just my family understanding me, or should become, but certainly the world in understanding the power of how I think and why I think the way I think and act the way I do. So as soon as I left church that day, I got on the phone, got a calling card, called my mother, and as we were talking, she was telling me one thing to another, and before I hung up, she says, oh, and by the way, I was meaning to tell you, Constance passed. And I said, I know, my grand told me. And the phone went silent. Not because my mother thought I was a lunatic, because she knew that I was always different in the sense of spiritual readiness, preparedness, and that kind of thing. Even I didn't know it. But I think, and I believe, and I'm committed to understanding over the last couple of decades that being born a mute contributed to the introspection of my spiritual space that allows me to be that kind of speaker that I am today. That kind of teacher that I am today. Powered by faith, strengthened by substance, and ratified through resiliency. That is the beautiful part of it. So sometimes as I'm thinking about people, because that's the kind of power that you have. That kind of thinking, that kind of understanding is perpetual. It allows you to pray for people and move obstacles from in front of them with the commitment and support of God that they don't even know, and you don't always have to tell them. Because your faith is the value proposition. That's the value. Faith builds resilience. Faith and substance builds resilience. That's the commitment. That's the beauty of being progressive as you live your life. And it is not a conversation that you have to go out and tell the rest of the world, because the rest of the world will not understand you. It comes to a point that when you have this type of formula in your spirit, in your mind, in your activity, your blessings are so powerful that you cannot even begin to share. And sometimes you're instructed not to share. Many of you get conversations between you and God, and you go and you tell the rest of the world. And the rest of the world, it's not for them. But you ignore the instruction. This has happened to me. Sometimes God just wants a personal moment with you, with you, with you, with you, with you. Not the rest of the commonwealth or the globe. He's not asking you to be a global trotter or globe trotter. He's asking you to have fun in concert with the presence. And I know I told someone the other day that God is not a hymn. It's the universal prime force, prime energy, and I started getting into it. And you can't really get into conversations on religious things, because it's like politics, man. Because when people are committed to what they believe, it doesn't make sense to have a conversation. My only concern with anything that I get or be a part of or get involved with is that the benefit is showcased in the outcome. If not, why do I need to know? I don't need to know who's the best political party. I don't need to know what's the best church, what's the best shul, synagogue, whatever. I don't need to know. I need to know that the people who are in those places and spaces are committed to servitude of the people, to garner activity that will allow for positive outcomes for the community. That's what I'm concerned and interested in, even when they don't like me, especially when they decide not to like me. I'm not here for everyone to like me. I'm not here to like everyone. I usually don't hate people. And I don't, because it's boring to me. Why am I going to put so much energy to steal my faith from inside of me, corrupt my substance, and downgrade my resilience? Look at what happened with COVID. A lot of people realized when it first came out, they said you've got to eat, drink, and remain resilient in your health, because that's a very practical way. And I said, okay, let me take that off after it. Ding, ding, 99% done. What else do I need to do to remain neutral, central, and valuable and healthy? Because when you have a commitment to your faith, and you can tell behaviorally that when the storms come, you're going to manage the substance, because you know that you're resilient, and you know that resiliency will bring your reward. Isn't that wonderful? It's important to understand. And when I first got involved in broadcasting, I used to tell people, I'm going to do a little teaching. So bring your pen and paper, put down your cell phone, put down your tablet, pen and paper. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to be doing some teaching, and I'm going to ask certain things of you when I'm doing my teaching. And I want for you to support me by complying, if you can, or if you will, with some of those requests. Because I'm going to do something extremely surprising that will benefit you. And I want you to know now that that's the reality of what I'm saying. So, as I get ready to close out of here, I said, and I'm going to continue to say it until someone says, I am beautiful. Not me. I mean you. You see, I already know I'm a beautiful person. Someone somewhere, somehow will say, well, Arby, you're being arrogant. Thank you. That says that you have stinking thinking. Get with the program. You cannot hang out with God and think after a certain period of time that you are no good, you're evil, woe is me. I'm so sorry. It doesn't compute mathematically. It doesn't compute spiritually. It doesn't compute in terms of substance. And it does not build resiliency. Yeah? That's just the reality of what life looks like across the platform of engagement. So I caution everyone to begin to look at each other with respect and repatriate what you have stolen in terms of stealing people's dignity. For the two young men that broke into the place and took money, why waste that kind of time? Start with zero. When I was going to school, they had a blackboard, then it became a green board, and it became a whiteboard. And I've taught through each one of those boards, and I have my own personal whiteboard. And that's where it all begins. Even for me to get up and volunteer into my own life, into my own space, and begin to build a masterclass type broadcast formula, integrating chapters of my life for the book, a broadcast initiative with core direction for the people of the Caribbean globally, because I understand, I understood, and I still understand even more now that we are the vitality element that moves the universe. Whether people like it or not, that is on them. You have to research. Show yourself approved. Right now, there's a storm brewing, and again, you don't have to go into a building to be the church. The church is you. You are the church. But then I go off on a little tangent because I'm always fishing. See, my uncle was a fisherman, so I enjoy fishing. I come from a land of people that says the flying fish is their emblem, their symbol. And I took a look at the life of a flying fish over time, and I'm like, yo, we got to take a second look. Because the flying fish, the life is not easy. You have to study. You have to look. You have to know who you are. Yeah. You got to take that second look. Coming up, we're going to have a few announcements during the week. We are moving our show from Fridays to Tuesdays, Straight Talk and Motivation. We'll be with you at 1 p.m. every Tuesday with a repeat at 8 o'clock in the evening for those who missed it. And if you missed it, you can always go up on orbyspeaks.net. Audio video page and select, like, share, or share. Let friends catch up. There are a lot of things changing around you. Allow your faith to grow wide enough, deep enough to pull in the understanding that you need right now to make a difference. Oh, na, na. Because I'm telling you, you don't have to destroy your life. You don't have to feel bad. You know, if you like what you're hearing on this show, you can reach out to me to ask, how can I support you? In the next coming weeks, we'll tell you specifically how you can support the show and why you need to support the show. Spirituality in the mix of life is a very powerful conversation. And I felt that as I moved through the middle of the year, and as I begin reconstruction in my own personal space and development to prepare for 2022, if God approves of my existence, as he has for many, many years, I will tell you more. Thank you for listening to Carib Voice Radio and Spirituality in the Mix of Life. And your host, Aubrey Padmore. We're going to be developing some more shows, and I'm looking for new hosts. People who want to host shows, I will show you how, I will tell you how, that kind of thing. Because you can only do so much yourself. That's why we all need each other. And everyone just don't want to hear my voice all the time. Some people just don't like to hear my voice at all. It's a beautiful moment.
Na 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 na. Oh yeah. Woo! So good, so good. You make me feel so good.
Oh yeah, that faith and substance that brings resilience makes you feel good, man. Your energy level is up. Your chi kong is up.
So good, so good, yeah. So good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good. So
shout out to my peeps in Atlanta, Georgia. You know who you are. And if you're not my peeps anymore, call me and tell me we can have lunch.
Hey, hey. So good, so good, yeah. When I wake up in the morning and I see the bright sunshine. When I go sleep at night, I wanna praise you every time. Cause you've been so good to me.
Oh yeah, this is my tune right here.
When I was bad to you, and I wanna sing praises to you. So good, so good.
By the way, I want you to know, I reached out to the artist, and at some point in the next couple of weeks, we're going to be hanging out right here playing some of this music and bringing it to you straight. If not during this show, perhaps Straight Talk and Motivation. Keep it locked on CaribVoiceRadio.org.
Lord, you
the edutainment station.
Make me feel so good, so good, so good, yeah. So
I want to reach out. Oh, forgot to mention Distinct Cuz Connect One, the group. The group, the family group. I'm shouting you out for the first time. This is a historic moment. Because I know you've been in the trenches, you're local, you're global, you're international. I'm giving you a shout out.
So good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good. So good, so good. Yeah. What have I done to deserve this goodness that you show to me? What I have done to deserve it? All your kindness, Lord, to me. Cause when I was nothing, you made me something. When I was down, you turned my life around. You placed my feet, oh Lord, on your solid ground. And you turned my life around. So good, so good. Lord, you've been so good. So good, so good. Yeah. So good, so good. Lord, you make me feel so good. So good, so good, yeah. When I wake up in the morning, I see the bright sunshine. When I go sleep at night, I wanna praise you every time. Cause you've been so good to me, I wanna praise you all the time. I say you've been so good to me, yeah. I wanna praise you all the time, oh. So good, so good. Lord, you've been so good, so good, so good, oh yeah, so good, so good, you make me feel so good, so good, so good, yeah, you know this is Jose Hines, you make me feel so good, Lord, yeah.
You know, this is, sometimes just listening to this guy, I know he's been through a lot, has done a lot, and to the power in the music, man, you know, I want to thank you for joining us. Stay tuned. Keep us on the lock.
Radio.
Believe it.